Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name.
You deserve the glory
and the honor.
You're a miracle working.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God.
Your name is
You want to declare it. Your name, your name. Your name is
Yahweh.
Hey. Your name is Yahweh. Somebody bless him. Bless him in this place. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle working God. Your name is. Oh Lord my God, but it's not an awesome wonder. Consider all the works thy hands have made, and I see the star, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power to the universe display. Help me then sing. Then sing.
My soul.
You reign in majesty.
touch your presence.
What a mighty God we serve. He's a great and awesome God. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything we...
Hey, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. So the Lord came to me today, and this has been something He's been speaking to me about for weeks. I've shared it with a few people, but it hasn't been something He's told me to share and make a releasing statement about. Guys, this is about to get very deep. Some of this you've probably never heard before. As a prophet of God, as a servant of the Most High, just take this to Christ and listen. Please listen to this, all right? Listen. So for weeks, the Lord has been telling me, be aware of the frequency. Be aware of the frequencies. But He hasn't been saying it in a way to be scared of it, prepare yourself. No, He's saying, watch the people. Watch the people. And He's been showing me and then telling me and then emphasizing on it. Many times God will give me signs and wonders and give me a statement. But then when He does to expanding and repetitive expansions on this, we're pretty much here already. It's already started. Some of you guys have been seeing this since 2020, but man, this year has been something different. God showed me and has been letting me see with my own eyes. He's been opening my eyes and my mind to the Spirit, and He's watching me observe what He's showing me. What I mean by that, it's like I'm watching God watch me see what He opened my eyes to. It's like many times I'll be driving and God just opens up the spirit realm and I'm like, okay. And so I'm looking and discerning in the spirit, and I can see coldness off of people's hearts. I can see frustration. I can see discord. I can see a total hardening and unsettling mixture. And I'm watching it, and then God will show me. He'll say, these are the frequencies taking advantage. These are the frequencies taking advantage. And He reveals to me that these frequencies, what they're doing with this stuff, with, I can't use those terms, tall poles with some sonar on it. These tall poles with sound and sonar and ripple effects that are invisible, these located everywhere, are now widening their frequency. Their frequency is like, I keep hearing the word delta, delta, delta. I don't know too much about this, but I'm hearing them by the Spirit of God, delta, delta. And they're widening this delta frequency to why, it's like I see it puncture through the mind, like center straight through your cerebellum, like back here and straight on through. And then I see the frequency go from the back of the head straight through the forward. But then God says the frontal cortex, the conscious mind. The conscious mind is being tampered with. By frequency of a delta wave. But then God says it's getting wider, it's getting worse. And then I see like other different names of smaller frequencies, but they're more terrible than this delta. It's like this frequency, I'm sorry for the explanation, I'm trying to explain the best way I'm looking in the spirit. It's widening into, like if it was one, it goes into like a fork. And it widens. And when it gets to the human, I see it go through the heart. And it's like the frequencies of coldness, the frequencies of frustration, hardness are amplified to a level over 7 times stronger. And then when this happens in the spirit, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, these demons will try to find a home or a house in your heart they can reside in that fits them. Now, what fits a demon's house? A very nice and tidy one. What I mean by this is a demon needs a space fit for it. That means a space that is lacking righteousness, faithfulness, faith, Christ in there. This is what it means by when a demon is cast out, it brings back 7 more to that same place that now found that the home was tidy and clean. For who? The demon. Not you. It's not that. See, the demon needs to have a desert to look at in you. Because when a desert is inside of you, that means you have the full righteousness of God in you, and that's no place for the devil. When you have a tidy home for the devil, that's an invitation. That means you haven't fully converted to Christ, but you've been delivered from evil. That's a perfect home for Satan again. And so I saw this vulnerability of demons looking. They were hovering over people. These bat, human, devil, disgusting, gremlin, goblin-looking things. And they were looking and waiting, and they were seeing vulnerability in the hearts because of the hardness and the coldness. And I see the Lord tell me demonic possession will go rampant. Christians, followers of Jesus, it should make no difference of what that title is of what I just said. Your home needs to be a praying home. I'm telling you, there is coming a spiritual meshing, a cataclysm spiritually. It's not going to be like Hollywood. It's going to be a spiritual cataclysm where you're going to see your neighbors just in a total different type of possession. A different possession. You won't make sense of it. Some family members will just be acting incredibly strange. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, please get to know him. We are at the lion. The lions must come out now of God. The lions of God must come out. It is not our, no, they must come out. And the reason they must come out is because there's some savages already in the spirit, already released. See, the church needs the gladiators to finally show up and get in place. And those who are called to be gladiators and not picking up their sword and shield need to go ahead and pick that thing up now. They need to go and put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. They need to walk in this armor. It is no time to play. I'm telling you, within a month and a half from this video, you will see a greater demonic possession. Quote me on it. Some of you are feeling the presence of God by me just talking. I can feel the anointing moving. God loves you. And he witnesses himself many times to many of you. All of you can have an encounter with Jesus, can have your heart with Jesus, can have a revelation. All of you can, but some of you just need to slow down. You need to divide a space for God to have space. He's not going to plow through your agenda. He's waiting for you to switch it up. You got to switch it up. Get out that broken record lifestyle. Switch it up. Time is over. I remember it was, almost 2 years ago. God told me I was in heaven, and he showed me. He's been showing me his wrist, and he shows me that there's no time left. Like, he's tapping his wrist, and he's saying, look, Zach, there's no watch on my wrist anymore. There's no time left. I've seen the calendar of God, and that thing moves with or without time. And he showed me that the days are moving by grace and mercy, that the devil should have already done certain things, but because the church is praying, he is literally slowing it down. but it's speeding up. God has said enough is enough. There's many prophets everywhere sounding the alarm right now. Heed what is being said by the Spirit of God. Guys, frequency is about to go rampant. Now here's the solution. Holy Spirit must be your best friend. Holy Spirit has to be residing in you. If you don't know him, just receive him right now. Say, Father God, thank you for your son. Thank you for your love. You have died on the cross and resurrected for me personally to have a life with you, to have a life changed with you, to have my whole entire life shift from a demonic reality to a righteous king ruled reality. Father, I accept this of your son. Thank you for sending him. Thank you, Father God, I receive him. Now say, Father, I need your Holy Ghost. I must have him as my guide, as my counselor, as the lover of myself. The Holy Spirit loves you more than you. Father God, I need to make the Holy Spirit my best friend, but I must receive him first. And so right now, I just receive him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive the Holy Ghost. I see the presence of God moving so powerfully. Some of you are about to have a new encounter with Jesus Christ right now. I see the Holy Spirit and the glory of God just blowing on you. Thank you, Father. Bless your people right now in Jesus' name. Bless your people. Just receive that for yourself. Many of you are being touched by the Holy Ghost and being touched by the Father. If you need to mute me, go ahead. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Stay in worship. Stay elevated. Keep your mind on Christ. Keep the scriptures of God from bottom to top in your head. Do not let your mind be vacant and vulnerable to any old advice, to any thought that you have that is negative or discord. You have to be aware of the discord thoughts because many times they're not even you. These are devils. So keep your heart fully on the servitude of God. Keep your mind wrapped like a package, like a box in the Word of God. Like your brain is the center and the box is the Word. Keep your mind wrapped. Keep your brain wrapped in the Word. This is the warning call. I love you guys. Be blessed. I'm so glad so many got touched by the Spirit of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Two of our children have had dreams in regards to end times and war. And I have dreams and my husband has visions. And so I'm going to start off with a message that I received. And it was actually a message this is the very first message that I received in regards to World War III. I had no clue about it prior to that. And so it was a message about World War III, and it had to do with there's going to be nuclear weapons involved, that America is coming under judgment for turning away from the Lord, and that we will be attacked by Russia and nuclear weapons. And the Lord came to me and said that this is a message for my brother. I had another dream in which I was in a house that it wasn't my own. I don't know where I was, but I was with my family. I felt like maybe there were some other people there. And I just felt like the Lord jolted my heart. Like he was trying to get my attention. And I heard all this static in my head. And I felt like that static was the Lord was telling me to turn the radio on. And so I turned the radio on, and on the radio it said, it was talking about Russia, and it was saying about moving. And I knew the Lord was telling me that we were getting ready to be attacked and that we were supposed to go to a different location. And so I just remember scrambling to pack and trying to quickly leave. Last week I had a dream where I was a soldier, and I didn't feel like I was in America for some reason. I don't know where I was. And I was captured. I was captured by a different armed soldiers, and I don't know what country they were from. And I just remember being taken to this room with these other women and being questioned. And I knew in my heart that I was going to be killed. And they were being really nice to me, but I knew that this was just a front to get information out of me. And I knew that I was going to be killed afterwards. And then they were taking me to a different location. I had all this peace inside that only could come from the Lord at the time, even though I knew that where they were taking me, that's where I was going to be killed. And then in the same dream, it completely changed scenery. And I now was in America, and I wasn't a soldier. And I was at my husband's grandmother's farm, and it was just me. And I was looking from a distance. And in the distance, I could see this really large trench. And it was a really huge trench. And there were these tanks, military tanks. And they were shooting into the trench. And I felt in my heart that they were shooting at people. I just had this feeling that there were people in the trench. After the tanks left, I went to the trench to see who was in there, and I didn't see any people. I only saw cows in there, and because there are cows at this farm, and I only saw dead cows in this trench and no people. And so, and then there was another part of the dream where I followed these tanks to see where they were going. And I remember crawling inside of like a storm drain to try to hide and from these tanks. But I remember the feeling that they knew I was in the drain and in the storm drain, and that I was going to be killed. And I didn't know how they knew I was in this storm drain. And so when I woke up from this dream, I did some research because I remembered what the tanks looked like. And I had never looked up tanks to see, you know, military tanks to see what countries have what tanks, what they look like. And these tanks were distinct, and they were this camo pattern. And I started looking up the U.S. and Russian tanks, and the U.S. tanks were just solid in color, and the Russian tanks, when I looked those up, it was a Russian tank, military tank. And so that was the last dream that I've had. And so in regards to my husband's visions, he's only had visions one time, and they all came in the same night. He said he didn't really sleep much at all that night. And so this happened probably about a month ago. How my husband's vision started was he got up, he woke up, and he was just laying there praying. And next thing he knew, he saw this Bible. And this Bible, the pages were just flipping really fast. And then the pages just stopped, and then it stopped at particular scripture. And whenever he was looking at the scripture, he could see there was a bunch of writing, but he was just focused. He was just focused on specific scripture that the Lord was trying to show him. And so it was two pieces of scripture that he was shown that night. And those two pieces of scripture are Acts 2:17. I'm going to turn there. And Acts 2:17 says, and it shall come to pass in the last day, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams, and or shall have dreams. And so this was the first one that the Lord brought him to. I feel like the Lord was telling him that this is the time of the end, and that he, this is why he's getting visions. And the second piece of scripture that he was brought to was Revelations, and it was Revelation 6:15, and it reads, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman hid themselves in dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. And then that was the last thing he saw in the Bible that God was showing him. And then the scenery changed. And then he was standing on top of this hill, and he was looking in the distance. And in the distance, he could see the mountain where Camp David is. And Camp David is the underground bomb shelter for the president. And he was looking at this mountain, and he said all of a sudden multiple missiles were fired at Camp David. And he just saw missile after missile after missile hit Camp David. And he said he just remembers feeling in his heart that whoever was in that bomb shelter wasn't going to get out. He just felt that in his heart. And that was, so those were the two visions that my husband had. I'll now tell you about my daughter and her dreams. Now my daughter has been walking with the Spirit of God for years, and I didn't even realize it. I didn't even know what it meant to be born again. I considered myself a Christian. I had no clue. I didn't know all of the things that she was doing were, all the things that she was changing in her life was because that the Holy Spirit was convicting her. And probably about 4 or 5 years ago, she had a dream. And in this dream, she remembers being prepared. She knew she was being prepared by the Lord to fight, and it was a spiritual battle, and she was going to be in God's army, and she was going to be fighting the forces of evil in her dream. And this was many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, not really many, but that was the first dream that she had. And recently, this was just last week, she had this dream where she saw this map, and on the map, she saw all of our streams and lakes and rivers and all of our bodies of water. And then she saw all of them start to recede, and they were all drying up, and there was no more water. And she felt the Lord telling her that God will provide for his people, that she shouldn't worry, that God was going to provide for his people. And then the scene switched. And she saw one of her family members, and I'm not going to say who, but this family member became really disoriented, and it was as though they were possessed. And that person began to transform into an evil giant. And then this person went to the cities to harm people. And that was the end of her dream, her dreams that she's had recently. And my son, he's only 8, and the things that have, how God has been working in his heart has been crazy. He will feel the Holy Spirit. He'll feel all this warmth inside. He'll tell me how, Mom, I just feel all this warmth inside, and I just love God. I just love Jesus so much, Mom. And it just warms my heart. And so he has felt the need to talk to certain people about the Lord. He feels like the Holy Spirit guiding him to do so. He's had a message for me. There was, when I first got the message about, you know, World War III and the nuclear bombs, and I started to realize that the end times are coming. I actually was hoping in my heart that I was going to be taken out with one of the nuclear bombs. I thought, oh, it'd be nice just to be taken out quickly and you know, not to have to, you know, to suffer through the tribulation. And so there was this one night that my son came up to me and he said, Mom, I have a message I have to tell you. And he said, the Lord wants you to know that if you have faith, that he will protect you from those bombs. And, oh, it just, I felt like that message meant so much more than that. I do have faith that God would protect me if that's his will. But I felt like the message meant more because God knew that in my heart I was hoping to go out with one of these bombs. And I felt like this was God telling me, this is not your time. That's not my will for you. You have a job to do, and that job is to save souls. And I feel like he's preparing me for something in the time of the end, and I don't really know what that is. But I feel like that was a message of, you know, have your job's not done, and I need to have faith in God's will for me. I love you, friends. God bless. This message wasn't meant to bring fear to anybody. It's, you know, I just have to share what the Lord has revealed to me.
I had a dream, and this dream, I was back home in Toronto, and I was walking around a city street, and as I looked up, I could see warplanes flying overhead, and I just, for some reason, I knew that they were Russian planes and that they were going towards the U.S. And I'm not sure exactly how I knew, but I knew wholeheartedly that it was Russia that was flying overhead, and they were not flying to Canada, but they were flying just past Canada and into the U.S. So I shared that with Philip after he shared his revelation with me, and just felt a confirmation with that.
I have a crazy dream to tell you. If I do start crying, you know, it is what it is. But it was very serious and very, very sad to me. So I will be sharing that with you now. So the dream starts out. I'm walking into my grandparents, the grandparents on my dad's side. I open the door, and my wife's parents are sitting in a living room. My daughter walks up from the doctor's office in my grandfather's room. He was a doctor. At the home, it was on the mid-level. She walks up, and she's crying. I guess, what's the matter, honey? What's going on? She says, Rose's parents, they haven't told you? I'm like, I'm puzzled. She walks me to the TV, and Taiwan has been attacked, and they're being slaughtered. She looks at my wife's parents and says, the Philippines, the phone lines have all been hijacked. They're dead. Nobody can get through to anybody. They can't get a hold of Rose's grandma. That's my wife's grandparents. The news cuts to a special report that North Korea has sent ICBMs to Japan, and two have been shot down already, but exploded and believed to be of a nuclear force off Hawaii. They're telling people to shelter in place, and they show on the TV people running from the beach for fear of imminent catastrophe. Prevailing winds will push fallout towards all major cities and military installments. My dad walks down from the upstairs and is crying. He's holding my youngest son, Kylo. I ask, where's Bodhi? And he's like, Bodhi's in school. I'm like, well, we have to go get him. Like, what do you mean? I run to the door to get to the car, and I see tanks are down at the end of the street. The way that the tanks are moving, you can see their exhausts, black filling the air. The Humvee comes down from the mount my grandparents lived on, and I go to get in my car, and it's dead. I run to the Humvee and ask for a military escort to pick up my son. Is it okay if you guys take me to the school, pick up my kid real fast? The soldier from the back window explains, an EMP has been detonated above the clouds of the United States. then says all buses have been ordered to Fort Dix. It's a Protection Act, and he said like 4423 of the Government Protection Act. It is now in motion for the future of American values and humanity. I go and run back into the house, but now I'm standing in like military camo at my house, at my parents' house where they live. The sky is orange. It's like the sun is setting. I'm looking for my wife. I have like an M14 machine gun in my arms. The front door is locked, so I run to the backyard and I see my mom, and she's like crying her eyes out. I'm like, Mom, what's up, man? What's going on? And then I see in front of her, I see like Boots sitting there with a helmet on top of him. My mom says, your father, you know, he really loved your kids. I look around, like kind of look up like, what? Like, what's going on? And the houses around me are all boarded up as if people aren't living them anymore or something. I don't know.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Welcome, welcome, Sister Regina. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Welcome, everyone who's listening, everyone who's in the cell phone's air. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, sounds good. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome to Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters. Sorry for the delay. I was getting ready for the Lord's Hour. I'm bringing a great program tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, with the help of the Lord. Sister Denise is also going to be helping here. We're going to bring a couple things that are necessary. Amen. But I'm going to go into prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because we want the help of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Heavenly Father, Holy Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, cleanse us, Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness and forgive us our sins, Lord Jesus. We come here and we repent, Lord Jesus, from any type and kind of a sin that we have committed against you, my Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. We truly repent, Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord. Our soul, our spirit, our beings, Lord Jesus. Our hearts. Cleanse us, Lord Jesus. Cleanse us and forgive us, Lord. We repent, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're welcome here, Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Help us. Ministry to your people tonight. Touch your people tonight. It is all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, my Lord. It's all about you, Holy Spirit of God. All the honor and the glory. Hallelujah to our Lord Jesus Christ. Minister your people tonight. The Lord's hour. The Lord's hour. This is the Lord Jesus Christ's hour. Hallelujah. I praise your name, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Holy Spirit, take charge of our protection. Cover me and my family and all of us here with the blood of Jesus. Take care of my family, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And everyone here who's listening to the Lord's Hour, protect them, Lord. We cancel the enemy plans in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I bind every evil spirit from north, south, east, west, up and down. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I bind every evil spirit and I break their powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell in Jesus' name. Holy Father God, I pray that you will send archangels to back us up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ. There's power in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord, that you're doing. I praise your name, Yeshua HaMashiach. I praise your name. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. 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 Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Toca, toca, toca. Touch, Holy Spirit. Touch, touch, touch your people tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God is good. God is good because he cares for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us, Lord Jesus, peace. Thank you for giving us his strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am, hallelujah, looking for some praising worship hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, help us to give you a word and help us tonight to give what we need, what it needs to be giving your people tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My brothers and sisters, I haven't been here for a while because I've been things has been complicated to us because my dad's situation, it requires a lot of work. Unfortunately, My dad got sick. There's some reasons why that happened. My brothers and sisters, we have to obey Jesus, and when we don't obey the Lord, there are consequences. Hallelujah. Um, I remember like about 2 years ago when the pandemic was, it was really bad, remember? So my dad, unfortunately, when my mom was gone, he had a big trauma, and he got the disease name Alzheimer's. My dad used to preach the word of God. He was, and he's a very loving person. So I'm going to tell you also a little bit of that. And it's like a, some testimony. We'll also bring in some other things. Why am I saying this? Because the consequences of disobedience and sinning is big. So my dad, he, let's say about 2 years ago, he had Alzheimer's, and he unfortunately they left their power of attorney to one of my sisters, and she's Catholic. So she was very, I'm glad that my mom was gone before this happened, but unfortunately she put the vaccine to my dad. My dad wasn't 100% there anymore when he had it done. I remember the Lord Jesus, though, told me a couple of years ago that he was going to take my mom and dad they were going to go with him in the rapture. But he decided to take my mom earlier. And the Lord, when he make a promise, he makes a promise that he was going to go to heaven. When that was done to him, he was not in his sense, if I can say it that way, and he was not there 100% anymore. But because that was done, now we're seeing the consequences. And I remember giving the Bible to my dad so he could read it every day, and he did. He read it every day, and he the repentance prayer was given to him every day. He read the repentance prayer probably about 3 or 4 times a day, and he did it for probably 3 years in the Bible, unstopping it. I was praying too. Now, my dad cannot. Couple months ago, he can't have a conversation. He already forgot about my mom. He still thinks that my mom is alive and thinking where he met my mom, which was in a beautiful town in our country, and he's thinking that my mom is still alive. He still haven't forgotten us, but it's getting there. So this is real, my brothers and sisters. My dad, he's been speaking to himself a lot, alone, talking a lot and a lot. Before everything was, you know, positive, he was reading the word. He was, you know, I gave him the repentance prayer, and it was very good. And I'm thinking, you know, Father God already, you know, I hope that he has forgiven him for taking the vaccine, because he was not 100% there when he had it done, and it was basically forced, because some brothers and a sister, they wanted him to have it, and he was not okay anymore. Anyway, so you know what's happening now, my brothers and sisters. Around this time, he's talking just only negative. All he talks is negative. And he talks to himself. And it's all negative. I have prayed to Father God, and I have said, I have said, Father, he read the Bible for so long and the repentance period for so long when he was okay. Not anymore. So what would be the point of him living now? He's sinning. He's speaking negative. But you know, we don't know the will of God. We don't know. So I'm just going to have the will of God work and wait for his goodwill, because only he knows the time and the day when he will take him. This is serious. For people that have put it on, or for people that are thinking to put it on the vaccine, please don't do it. It's not my dad anymore. Talking nonsense. I constantly, you know, have a battle. I have to bind demons, break their powers, and send them to the pit of hell. And I remember my mom, when she was dying and she left, she said, please tell me that you're not going to take him to a nursing home, please. You know, don't do it. Take care of him. And I said to him, yes, I will take care of him. Don't worry. You go in peace. You're going to go home. And also because when my dad, when he was okay, care of all of us. And he provide for all of us. He was, because he's leaving little by little. He's not my dad anymore. And, but I just only remember the good times and the good days. My dad was a very loving man. And he did, you know, love the Lord. And because of that, brothers and sisters, it's very difficult to the Lord's hour now. Because I have a lot of help with Sister Denise. My goodness, pray for Sister Denise. She have helped us so much. And she's very, you know, faithful in helping us. And she's doing it for the Lord. She's not doing it, you know, she cares for us, but she's doing it mostly for the Lord. And my daughter, Olivia, is helping my dad a lot, too. It's the three of us helping my dad a lot. And then, you know, Denise has a job. I have a job. My daughter, her job is taking care of my dad every day. And he's basically gone. He's not there no more. And you know what the weird thing is, brothers and sisters, that all he talks is nonsense. It doesn't make any sense no more. It doesn't make any sense no more. And it's hatred. It's violence. It doesn't make any sense what he says, and it's negative. So that's why I was, you know, I was asking Father God, I was saying, Father, what's the point of him leaving if he's just leaving like this? He's contaminating his soul. And he was not like that, brothers and sisters, at all. Like, this is, it's kind of, it's, I don't know how to, I hate to say it this way, but it's like demonic. Consequences of the vaccine, and my dad was not aware when they put it on him. And I thought about that. I told him, no. They did it behind my back. I didn't realize. They took him, and he came already. When he came home, he came already vaccinated. That was, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago, I think. And now I'm seeing it with my own eyes. It's not him no more. And so this gave us a lot of work. But the will of the God is perfect also, my brothers and sisters, because I remember just talking to God, you know, very serious and saying, Father, you know, he's contaminating his soul. What is the point of him still living? He was in prayer constantly and in repentance, but now he cannot even read the word anymore, my brothers and sisters. So he does his talk to himself, and I give him the Bible. And then I give him the repentance trail. He does his talk to himself, and it's unstoppable. But I know with prayer that nothing is impossible for God. And I know that Jesus promised me that he was going to take him to heaven. And I think it's because he was not aware anymore. He had Alzheimer's already when they did that. And that's what the enemy did. I'm not going to believe that. I'm still going to believe what the Lord Jesus told me, that he was going to be in heaven with him. Because he told me that, and with my mom too. But the enemy is a liar, brothers and sisters. Because I could not believe on his promise to have somebody to have my sister take him and to put the vaccine a couple of years ago. Now, we all know that it's devastating to put that on. And I don't know, my brothers and sisters, he was not aware he had Alzheimer's already. And maybe that's why I'm thinking that the Lord will have mercy. But with people that are aware, oh no, with people that are aware, just listen to what Brother Albie says. I'm not going to go and contradict what Brother Albie has said. You believe what Brother Albie have let you know because the Lord speaks to my brother. But I'm just letting you know what I'm seeing right now. It's a testimony. And it is painful, it's difficult, and it requires a lot of work. Sometimes we do get help, but most of the work, you know, we're doing it. And it's okay until God decides. So moving forward, don't put a vaccine. And they're planning, my brothers and sisters. Remember that dream I had? I'm going to read that dream again, what Olivia had, to refresh that dream a little bit. Let me just find it. Remember that dream that Olivia shared, and I think it was back in May. And now they're talking. They're talking about a new pandemic. They're talking about a new vaccine. And I'm thinking, whoa. And my daughter had this dream back in May. Let me just find it. Because she wrote it down and she sent it to me by text. Give me a minute here. I got to find it. Because we're going to be addressing a couple things. And then we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about some other things, about the blackout, about the 3 days of darkness, and what to do, what not to do. Let me see. So regarding that, going back with the vaccine, do not put anything. No. Don't put that on. No. There are consequences, my brothers and sisters. Consequences of that. Do not put that on. I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find it. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. I was reading it the other day. Oh, it's because I'm looking. Oh. I got Olivia and Olivita, because I call my daughter Olivia or Olivita. Olivita. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord helps. With the Lord help. Let's see. Jesus is awesome. Jesus is good. And all what he wants is the best for us. He just wants us to be safe. He wants us to be okay. He wants us to be protected by him. But we have to listen to him. We have to obey the Lord. And if we don't do it, you know, we're in trouble. Is your name Jesus? Wow. I can't find it. But then I'm going to have to go through, we're going to have to talk, continue to talk about this. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Deal with the enemy. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan. You and your demons. And thank you, Jesus, for doing it. Because, see, I just said that and I just found it. We have to rely all the time on Jesus. All the time, my brothers and sisters. It's like every time. Every time we rely on Jesus, everything goes well. So I'm going to read to you this dream again. This dream was given to her in May. Even before May, she said that she had this dream. So she said, here's what the dream says. Me and my family were in the building, and I have left to someplace else. I wasn't sure where I was, but I had saw some men gathered together in a private place. I was in a room with them, but it seemed like they couldn't see me, so I was invisible to them. I saw these men walking to the end of the hallway that led to a laboratory. I did not go in. I only peeked from the hallway because I was worried that I might be seen. I heard one man say, "The new virus is ready." You hear that? I heard one man say, "The new virus is ready." Okay? Remember, I had the same dream too, my brothers and sisters. Not the same, excuse me, but I had something similar regarding about, you know, the virus. The new virus is ready. And it was very clear to me in that dream that these people had the intention to release a new virus into the public. We have to pray, my brothers and sisters, that the enemy plan will be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus, because the church is still here. Hallelujah! The church is still here. And the church is powerful. Amen? This was a serious tension in the room, but I can also, excuse me, let me go back. It says, and it was very clear to me in the dream that these people had the intention to release a new virus into the public. There was a serious tension in the room, but I can also see how pleased they were with the results. I immediately left so I could warn my family. And at that moment, there was an earthquake. At that moment, my brothers and sisters, there was an earthquake. We're going to talk about that too. How to be prepared, my brothers and sisters, when the earthquake happened, when the blackout happened, or when the 3 days of darkness happened. Hallelujah. Amen. So in that moment, there was an earthquake. When all these things happen, how to be prepared. The earthquake did end up stopping, and I did end up back with my family. I warned my family we had to leave quickly. The chaos was about to happen. And as we were rushing down a hallway, it took us inside a mall. It was a large mall that had plenty of people. So we knew we had to find an exit so we can leave quickly before the infection starts. I'm already starting to see one person and another person on a lower level moving as strangely, like if they were being possessed. Uh-huh. My brothers and sisters, that's exactly what is going to happen with this new vaccine. People are going to look possessed. This new vaccine is beyond evil. Okay? Okay. On the lower level, moving strangely, like if they were being possessed. People didn't seem to pay much attention to them, because to anyone else, they looked like they were on some kind of a drugs. And this is exactly what is happening, actually, to my dad, my brothers and sisters. He looks like if he is like in one kind of a drug. Do not put a vaccine. Do not. I can already hear screaming in the distance, especially on the lower level. My mom had left to search for an exit for our family. So me and family... and my family were staying put to wait for my mom to come back. Some people were rushing in different directions, and you can hear more people screaming. Everything was happening so quickly. I then saw a man across from the from me already turning into a zombie. When he finally turned, he then ran after me. I was able to avoid being bitten by him and managed to push him off the railing. The zombie fell from a great height that any normal person would have been seriously injured or die. But instead, I was able to see the zombie recovering from the fall, and it was starting to get up like if it had no effect on him. You know what this new vaccine is going to do? It's going to fry the brains of the people. That's why people are going to turn into zombies and beasts. Another zombie was around us, but my aunt had beaten that zombie down. Now that we knew that the zombies could get up so easily, we didn't hesitate to leave immediately to my mom. My mom told us that the exit was where everyone is running to. We all then started to run with the rest of the people to the exit. Everyone was running out for their lives. Right before making it out, I can see that they were getting ready to just shut the doors and lock them before the zombies get too close, even if that means trapping many people inside with the zombies. When I made it out there, there were people standing shoulder to shoulder, screaming, let us go. Let us go, and please, please, let us go before they get here. We were stuck in a crowd, and no one was able to escape. I couldn't see exactly what was blocking people ahead, but it seemed like there was a fence around preventing people from escaping. I was able to find a way for my family to escape, and just then, the dream had ended. Brothers and sisters, this is gonna happen. It's about to happen. So the rapture is close. We need to stay rapture ready. My brothers and sisters, the weather is changing. Everywhere is bad because of the heat. Some places are dry. Some places are reducing 50% of their plant vegetables. Indians said that they will not send transportation like rice. You know what happened to Hawaii, isn't it? And some part is in ashes. The world has entered into a catastrophe. Humans will soon enter into a unique time. Temperatures are very hot in many places. Great events will happen. Jesus is at the door. The rapture is soon to take place. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is about to take his people home. Russia continues with war. China is getting ready to invade Taiwan. Iran is prepared for his first nuclear test. And it's all they talk is about nuclear and nuclears and nuclears. And there's some nuclears that are already in some places. Brothers and sisters, we never heard about many years ago about getting trapped so many times with nuclear bombs. That is why Jesus is about to take his people home. We have to repent. We got to stay in righteousness. It's time to seek the Lord. The rapture is close. Don't stop to seek God. Find God when he can still be found. Hallelujah. The rapture is close. Prepare. You know that sheep? The chip, it is a plan from Satan to control humanity and the mark of the beast. Grace is about to finish. God has been very patient. with California, with people. You know, in California, their governor, he has demonstrated he is an enemy of God. He's an enemy of the Bible, the church. During the pandemic, remember, he treated pastors along with many churches really bad. He prohibited people to get together in their homes, prayer, to sing to God, to praise God. California is in trouble, along with other states, along with the same thing with the whole world, have gone against God. The governments, too. California is a center of pornography. Hollywood is the center of so many bad things. And again, we have to look what happened to Maui, Hawaii. No one was expecting it. Friend, we have to pray. Seek the Lord. These next days or months could be more difficult. Could be more difficult, my brothers and sisters and friends that are listening. I mean, it has been already difficult for the past months or years. And now think about the rest of the months that we got. Next, it's time to repent. God is angry. These events are happening from sin. People need to repent. It is time to seek Jesus and to go down on our knees. The great day is close. Repent. We have to repent. California needs to repent. Many other states, the whole world. Times God has warned California. Jesus is coming for his church. The world is a catastrophe to another catastrophe. My brothers and sisters, we have seen earthquakes in Colombia, fires in Canada, Montana, Hawaii, Maui, Hawaii. We had temperatures last week, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. We had temperatures here so high to 110 Fahrenheit. Here in Chicago, it was really hot. Experts are saying that is a rare phenomenon that have never happened. We have seen tornadoes, hurricanes, devastation, earthquakes that has happened through years, and this is nothing. More terrible events are to come. And these are just the confirmations that the Lord is coming. Remember last year in Europe, 70,000 people died. Xi Jinping, he wants to invade Taiwan. This could start a nuclear war. Then we have Putin that continues with war in Ukraine. And we have Colombia, Venezuela. The world is getting involved with war and threats with nuclear bombs. Hello, church. We have threats of nuclear wars. 2.4 billion of humans don't have food in the whole world. There are some countries that don't have food. This happens, you know, all over the place. If you turn on the news, it's oh my goodness, it's horrible. If you do your own research, we just don't see it here, but it's happening. It's happening in some other countries. 2.4 billion of humans don't have food. So there are some countries that don't have food. Pandemic, tuberculosis, lepra. I mean, we have seen pandemics after pandemics, diseases, incurable diseases, I mean, et cetera, et cetera. Biden has said to prepare because there could be another pandemic. My brothers and sisters, another evil agenda, political agenda. Their plan, they don't care about the people. They just care about their power, power, power. They're planning to do this for political matters. They don't want Trump. They don't want Trump to win. They're entertaining the world with so many nonsense. These people don't care. They just want power and more power. But we'll see what God has planned. We'll see what God has in store. We'll see, hallelujah, the goodwill of the Lord. We'll see what God has planned. Because God, hallelujah, hallelujah, God Almighty God is in control. The will of the Lord is good and perfect. And we will see what the Lord will do. We don't have to be afraid because God is with us. But again, so we have fires, hurricanes, storms, Phoenix, Dallas, Chicago. The world is on fire. Men's getting pregnant. This is horrible. The technology is too advanced. Remember the last days? Science will advance. That's happening. We're so close. The rapture is close, my brothers and sisters. Scientifics doing experiments with worms to bring them back to life. The same with people that are dead. Millions are dying from heart attack. Many are just falling down. Oh, but they're not putting this on the news to see or no. They're not putting it on media. Many are just falling down with heart attacks. We're living in the last days. People, time is running out. Grace is about to be finished. Many people committing suicides. Get closer to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke about this. There's no more time to lose. Seek God now that he can still be found. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Prepare and do your research on how to survive for the blackout. That's another thing. It's going to happen. This could happen. We don't know when, but it will happen. Have backpacks ready, food ready, water ready, emergency supplies, medical supplies, all these things we have let you know and all these things we have warned you in the Lord's hour. Medical supplies in case you get hurt. Hunger and thirst is taking place in some places. Panama is out of water. The world is getting complicated every day. There are many cargo ships that also, if you do your research, that they have all the supplies and waiting on the ocean. That's why the supermarkets, and that's why there's some places that they don't have. They don't have things. You know, I was, every time, you know, when I want to buy some food, the other day I was at Popeyes and I was asking for something. They didn't have it. There was another place in Wendy's. They didn't have the strawberry ice cream shake. They don't have it. along with other things. There are a lot of cargo ships in the ocean. Cargo ships, they have all the supplies for supermarkets. They have food. They have merchandise. My brothers and sisters, we're in critical battle. Every day something happens. We're heading towards a chaos. This is getting closer. It's getting closer to a chaos. Watch and see later. The grace is close to be finished. Soon tribulation will take place. Time is running out. It is time to wake up. Time to go to the Lord. Time is almost finished. This is hallelujah. This is so close. This is time to come to Jesus. Pray and fast. The merchandise is on the sea. Do your own research. You're going to see a lot of ships, cargo ships in the ocean. The world is moving to a chaos. And it's moving so fast to digital money. The rapture is close. Jesus is coming. But we the people, we, hallelujah, the bride, his people are not afraid. What we have is peace. What we have is strength. What we have is faith. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is with us and because the Lord is protecting us. But it's necessary. We have to warn people. Jamaica is going to digital. Argentina has been accepted in BRICS, something called the BRICS, which is growing. The Pope in some countries are together with the BRICS. Remember, one world currency, one religion? I don't know exactly what that's going to be. I don't even want to know because I'm not going to be here. Praise God. But there's something moving. There's something growing, like something called BRICS. God has been warning for so long. Do not give up. South America, Central America, Colombia, Venezuela, many other countries in jeopardy. They're talking about a new pandemic. Political elections are coming. Let's seek the Lord. I mean, tropical storms, hurricanes, weather changes, heat, fires, earthquakes, many things happening, violent in Mexico and Central America, in other countries. People overdose with drugs, looking like zombies. We are at the last days. Jesus, he can come anytime. We don't know the date and the hour, but we're seeing everything going crazy, my brothers and sisters, and the signs are everywhere. Prepare church like you have never been. Prepare and get your lambs ready. Hallelujah, because the king is coming. The groom is coming, and you better be ready, ready or not. Ready or not. Hallelujah, but Jesus is coming. And Jesus has warned. He has warned his people for so long through his prophets. Hallelujah. Through his people. We need to get right with God. We got to get ready. Praise the Lord. I was talking to Sister Denise, she got a couple things that she wrote down about things that we're gonna be needing when the blackout happens, when the earthquake happens, when all these events happens. What are we gonna be needing? they are here. Denise, let me just put your headphones here. I hope we don't get disconnected because I do have my headphones. Let's see. Let me know, my brothers and sisters, if you can hear Sister Denise.
Hi, can you hear me?
Can you hear?
Hello, brothers and sisters.
Can you hear Sister Denise? Brothers and sisters. Let's see. I think I have to put my okay. I don't think that
that's there. Sounds good.
And no, that was said earlier before.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna have you here. Have the phone close. Let's see. Well, I do have my headphones with me. Let me just send a message to Brother LB just to see if they can hear you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't want to take my headphones out because if I take them out, they automatically, they just shut down and I can be disconnected. So I'm trying to think here if they can hear you. Oh, they're saying yes, they can hear you. Okay. All right. Let's put the phone close to your let's get close. Let's
okay.
Get closer here so you can go ahead, sister.
Hello, brothers and sisters. How are you? I'm just had just some notes for the coming blackout or 3 days of darkness that is soon to come, and we have to get prepared with necessary emergency supplies. Of course, we need food and water. We have to meet our basic needs, food and water. Canned foods, non-perishable foods would
mm-hmm.
be a good thing to stock up on.
Mm-hmm.
As time goes on, you know, sometimes you can hit the sales at the stores and
right.
you can get, you know, many cans of vegetables, even canned meats,
mm-hmm.
Like Spam, things that you can just fry up in a pan from a can. Would be a good thing. There's a company online that you can also look at. It's called My Patriot Supply, and it helps you to prepare for total survival. You won't be able to depend on electricity or modern appliances in your home, so you can, you know, purchase a good camp stove that uses butane, and you can use that in the house, in the kitchen, on a countertop. And, you know, you won't need electricity to operate that. And you can cook on that. It's also good to have necessary supplies such as first aid kits for any injuries. Stock up on over-the-counter medications like Tylenol and Motrin, things like that before they're gone because, you know, I was at Costco the other day, and I've never seen so many people stock up on so many things. I mean, I feel like people know something's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we need to be mindful of that and get as much as we can while we can, while we, you know, set aside some money, some emergency money for stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Blankets. We don't know when the blackout is going to be. Maybe it's going to be in the dead of winter, and we're going to need blankets, coats, and gloves. And remember to layer your clothing to stay warm. You know, we're not going to have the heat or the electricity, so we're going to have to, you know, make do with what we have. Candles. Look on YouTube on how to make you know, like heat in your home using clay pots that we use for plants. YouTube is a wealth of information on how to make like things at home, like do-it-yourself things. That should be something you should look into. Of course, flashlights. You're going to need flashlights and battery-operated lanterns would be good. Get yourself a good fresh batteries, like you know, Costco, Sam's Club. They have like packs and packs you can buy for, you know, a reasonable amount of money. It's very important to keep well-stocked emergency survival kits in your homes. You know, like sister said, backpacks, just pack it up with things that you think you would need. I've talked about this before last year on supplies that you can use that you can buy online on Amazon or eBay or whatever else you use to buy, you know, like camping gear. Look into camping gear. They have a lot of steel pots and pans that you can use that are very small, actually that are compact, that you can just whip out and that you can, you know, cook food quickly and easily. Also water supply. There you can buy like on Amazon water supplies, like little packets of water that last a very long time. Now, this My Patriot Supply sells food that have a shelf life of greater than 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's excellent.
That's what we bought.
Yeah,
right.
That's what we bought. It's worth the money. It's an investment.
Yeah.
Because it'll last you a long time. And
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years plus, even 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look into that because they have all kinds of emergency kits that you can buy there as well, little pots, steel pots and pans, and little stoves that you can buy, like kits. And they're not that expensive. And they're always on sale, too. I noticed that they'll cut the price. If you buy something from them the first time, the second time, there'll be, you know, sales.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have to be very mindful nowadays because we're living in dangerous times now, and it's getting very, very close
mm-hmm.
to the rapture and the tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to start taking this seriously, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus is coming very, very soon. He wants us to stay ready
mm-hmm.
And repent
right.
of our sins. Repent every day because we sin whether we know it or not.
That's right.
Just repent. Read, mm-hmm. read the Bible. And do the best you can to stay right with him, you know. And that's what I'm trying to do every day. I'm not a perfect person. I know I am a sinner, but, you know, we're all sinners, and we need to repent every day for what we've done, what we say, what we do, what we think even. We get contaminated by our work environments.
Yeah.
You know, people that have gotten the vaccine, you know, they can affect us.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they can affect us. Yeah, everywhere. So it's very important to have the blood of Jesus on us to cover us and cleanse us from our, you know, unrighteousness. And also, there's, you know, plenty of Bible verses that refer to the 3 days of darkness. Amos 8:9 and Exodus 10:21-23 are a couple of verses that I've seen that refer to the 3 days of darkness. Exodus 10:21-23 says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was pitch darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the people of Israel had light where they lived." So it's very important during those 3 days, my brothers and sisters, to stay in your homes. Do not go outside.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the Bible that this darkness will be felt. And if you check out Amos 8:9, it says, And on that day, declares the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. So you can see in Exodus, it says, there was pitch darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days, a darkness that can be felt. I know Brother Elvie touched on that earlier, that it's a thick darkness. So we are to stay inside our homes. Do not go outside. We are to also train our pets not to go outside as well. We need to get food and water for them as well. Don't forget our pets
too.
As well. Our dogs and our cats are going to need food and water and they need their nutrition too. So, and they need to be kept under control during this time. So train them now to be disciplined, not to like run to the door or bark.
Remember we have trained our dogs that when we come, every time we come to the door,
we have a little pan that makes a lot of noise and that gives it my throat is very dry. Sorry,
drink
guys.
Some water.
Sorry about that. So we kind of train the dog to stay put, to not bark. You got to start doing that now so that they too can stay safe during the 3 days of darkness. And it's very important not to look outside the windows. I know we would be tempted to look outside because from what I understand, it's going to be all chaos out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of noises, a lot of screams, a lot of, you know, distractions out there. And there are going to be people coming and knocking on your door, sounding like your family members. But please don't open the door, okay? Please do not open the door for nobody. Don't open the door for nobody. Keep those doors locked. Keep those windows locked. And cover those windows with you're going to need good curtains, darkening curtains, so you can't see out of them. Okay? It's very important.
How do you train the animals? Here's the thing. I like to explain this because it's a battle, you know, with the animals, too. Because they just like to bark. Every time we come to the house, I have dogs, they bark. So what I have shown my dogs is that the dogs, they need to see, you can't be showing, you know, as soon as you come to the door,
love and affection,
because that's what they want. And yes, we're going to give it, like I do give it to my dogs a lot. But at that moment, I say, no, stop, authority, okay? They need to see authority. You're not joking. You're not playing. You said stop. Sit. Okay, and then we use that.
We use like an aluminum pan that makes a lot of noise, and we bang it up against the door.
Yeah, so they can stop.
So they can stop.
And they immediately
scares them. Yeah,
and so that stops. And then we have done it for weeks.
Yeah.
And now it is working.
It's working.
When we come to the house, they just immediately, they wail their tails and, you know, and just they stay quiet. Okay, good, Lucero. Good, Duquesa. Yeah, that's what I tell my, and when they do good, give them a treat.
Yeah.
So buy
some
treats.
That's a good way to train them.
Yeah. You give them a treat. Good girl or good boy. And you give them a treat. And then they stop. My brother says, I tell my dogs, blankie, blankie. That means they have to go to the blanket. And they immediately go to the blankie. Right, Denise?
Yes, they do.
And then I tell them, you know, 9-9. That means going to the basement. They go immediately to the basement, right? We open the door. When I say 9-9, they go to the basement.
Yeah.
Blankie, blankie. They go to the blankie.
Yep. They're already trained now to not respond. So, you know. Happily to this. We want to hug them and kiss them, of course, but you know, this is just for their own good, you know, so they
it's for their own good and also for your own good too.
Yeah.
Because you know, when all these people, my brothers and sisters, like Brother Elby says, they are vaccinated and they're gonna turn, you know, to zombies or bees, oh boy, and it's gonna be a lot of noise outside. So we better train our animals, and we have to have, you know, windows closed too. So that's very good. Okay. Also, all these things that Denise are, you know, providing are for Earthquake 2, for the blackout.
Yeah.
I was listening to, I was telling my family that I was listening to this guy. He actually, sometimes he posts things on Facebook. I forgot his name, but he is a combat soldier.
Combat soldier.
Yeah, he was trained, and he wanted it the toughest job ever that he could have. He was a policeman, and then he decided just to be, he wanted to go to Afghanistan, mm-hmm. where the real thing was. He was sent to a place called the Valley of Death. So he did his mission there. He got shot for the mercy of, you know, of the Lord. Because he became Christian right after that. His life, but he could have been dead. So he is talking about the blackout. He's mm-hmm. saying it's not as matter as, you know, when is this going to happen. He says, but it will happen because he knows this thing, you know, he knows some secrets.
Yeah.
And also he has said, I don't know for how long, you know, the video is going to be, probably will be censored or who knows, but he was just giving us ideas on how to survive the blackout, because what they're thinking of doing is, I believe, Russia is going to, he's been studying
mm-hmm.
about a nuclear hemp, something like that, mm-hmm. since 1968.
Yeah.
I believe it is ready. So it just is a matter of time. When is it going to happen?
Yeah.
We don't know when it's going to happen, but he said it's just about to happen. And so once that thing goes up there,
right.
it's going to be a blackout. He says cell phones are not going to even function. Nothing is going to work. You won't be able to call the police. You won't be able to do nothing. Airplanes, because of a power, the lack of power, electricity, they're going to drop down. A bunch of people just crashed and dead. Your car is not going to work. Your electricity in the house is not going to work. So that's why it was important. Brother LB was saying to, remember when he was talking about, what was it? I don't know if it was the earthquake or the 3 days of darkness when he was mentioning the generators.
It's good to invest in a generator.
So he was talking about that solar panels too, and then he was giving us ideas on what to buy. Mm-hmm. I lost the video, but he was talking about what to buy. That it will help you. It's gonna help on making a shield to the house. So when the blackout happens, your electricity will not get affected, or your car too, because cars are gonna stop working.
Yeah.
You know, you won't have electricity in your home, and so that means all these semi trucks or cargo ships, they're not going to function. They're not going to be in service. They're not going to work.
Right.
So how are we going to get the food? How is the food going to be coming to the markets, supermarkets?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
All the merchandise is going to be put to hold, or
it's
not going to even, you know, work. How are we going
to
get all that?
We're going to need to stock up.
So brothers and sisters and friends that are listening, stock up, you know, food, water, supplies, everything, just when this happens, in case this happens, a blackout, and then also the earthquake or the tree, you know, and the 3 days of darkness too, that is definitely for sure, because it is, you know, in the Bible.
That's in the Bible, yeah.
We need to be prepared.
Yeah, stock up, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you know, buy a little extra, you know, buy a few extra cans of food, you know. You don't have to buy it all at once, just a little at a time, every time you go to the store. So that way you're not spending, like, you feel like you're spending an arm and a leg, but, you know, you have to invest a little bit of time and money in this so that you can survive and
And of course, you know, the Lord will be with us. We have to trust in Him and pray and repent and read the Bibles and stay ready. You know, we have to do it. We have to put in the effort. You know, we have to do our part. So, and we will be protected during that time. You know, he will protect us during the 3 days of darkness. Those that are His, those that are, you know, seeking Him and trusting in Him and keeping focused on Him, he's not going to turn away. He's going to be there with us, you know, and protecting us. Okay, and we have to believe that, and have the faith.
Amen.
I'm speaking to myself too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when I say that, because you know, we're heading into some difficult times. It may be nice right now, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be that way. We're, you know, and I can feel it too in the times that we have now. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of crazy things going on. A lot of, you know, violence and killing, and you know, there's just a lot of drugs out there, and just, you know, we're seeing also signs from up above in the heavens, like it says in the Word. We're seeing those signs, so something's coming. So we gotta prepare, you know, and be vigilant and be mindful and keep going. You know, don't give up. Just keep going in the Lord. I mean, He loves us, He cares about us, and He does things for our own good. So,
amen. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sister.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pray, my brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, for being here with us. Thank you for your preparation. Thank you for giving us. And Lord Jesus, for giving us all of this. This is good to know. All of this is good to know, and it's also a warning to your people so they can be ready. Amen. Lord Jesus, we just pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that, Lord, that we will be ready for your coming. Help us to be ready. And help us, Lord Jesus, to stay right with you and to stay in righteousness, Lord. And help us, Lord Jesus, to give us this more strength, to give us your peace, Lord Jesus, and your mercy, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, for all my brothers and sisters and even friends that are listening, Lord Jesus, I pray that they will be ready, Lord, for that great day to come, for your coming, Lord Jesus. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Forgive us and help us, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, every day to stay right with you. We repent, Jesus, from all type and kind of a sin that we have committed against you. Since the day, Lord Jesus, that we were born until now in the last second of the rapture, Lord, we pray that we will be ready for that wonderful day, Lord Jesus, and that you will count us worthy, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. All the glory and the honor to you. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for being with us all these years. And is still with us, and you will still be with us until the day of our redemption. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you so much for your help. We cannot do it without you. Help us. And it's a battle constantly. We pray, Lord, that you will fight for us. Pray that you, Lord Jesus, we'll fight the battles, Lord Jesus, that we constantly, Lord, we're dealing with. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. And we pray for our brothers and sisters and all the friends that are listening. Give your life to Jesus. Seek the Lord when he can still be found. Run to the Lord because time is running out. grace is almost finishing up. Run to Jesus and seek the Lord. And hallelujah, and pray for your repentance daily. Hallelujah. And give your life to Jesus and let him know to write your name. Hallelujah, in the book of life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And the King is coming back. You keep looking up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Stay faithful to the Lord. And stay faithful till death. Stay always faithful to the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, continue to listen, friends, to the Lord's hour. Listen to the Lord's hour, Brother Elby. He brings, hallelujah, the word of the Lord Jesus. Brother Albie, he preaches also, hallelujah, live, please. I encourage you to listen, hallelujah. And brother, and everyone, hallelujah, who comes, Brother Body, and who listens, who is Tony, right? Who comes to the Lord's hour, and pray for all of us, just as we pray for all of you, brothers and sisters. We have to stay united. We have to pray for one another, because, my brothers and sisters, we need to stay strong. Amen. Being united is staying strong. The enemy doesn't like when people are united. Stay right with God. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Friends, give your life to Jesus and run to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. All the glory and the honor to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you for giving us your peace. Thank you for giving us our strength, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping us every day. Oh, Lord, we're waiting for your return. We're waiting, Lord Jesus, and we know that it is about to happen. We have seen things, all the things that are happening around the world, and the signs are all over the place. Our hallelujah, our Lord Jesus says it in his words. Hallelujah. And his word is always true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Read the word of God. Read the word of God and give your life to Jesus and keep looking out, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Continue to pray for us, and may God bless you and give you his shalom. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. God bless you and keep looking up, because the King is coming back. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we prayed all of this. May God bless you. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Two of our children have had dreams in regards to end times.
praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to God's Hill or 7 Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I have a prophecy I'd like to share with you today. You could join me. I'm going to be in the New King James Version Study Bible. I'm going to be in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 25.
Solo que te lo manda para. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Yeshua. We thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, mighty Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I hope everyone can hear me fine tonight. Thank you, Lord. I have to make some changes. Let me check, make sure they can hear me fine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here with Brother Tony. Amen. Hallelujah. We just had some inconvenience. Amen. But as long as they can click on the link that I provided, they should be able to hear us fine. Thank you, Lord. I will keep everyone, thank you, Lord, up to date with the link for people to click and follow. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For those that can hear us, amen, they can click the link. Amen. Praise you, God. thank you, Lord. The sound may sound a little bit different, but it's still us. It's still us here. We're still here. We're not raptured yet. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It really sounds good. Amen. I could be doing the Lord's hour here too, but it's just that it's different than Black Talk, so that's why I had chosen to do it on Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Black Talk, but you know, amen. I don't think Spreaker has a chat room. They usually just have a console for you to transmit. But I don't think they have a chat room. I think that's what is missing with them. And that, and the, but then they want you also to use Hallelujah, Facebook. Okay, they want you to use Facebook. Amen. But no, okay, it can be either way. They can listen either way. We can shout here on Block Talk, and then you can listen on Spreaker. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's do it. I'm here with Brother Tony. Go ahead, Brother Tony.
Yeah, shalom. God bless you. The Lord is good, and He has a word for us tonight, and He is good. He is good, and He is with us, and I believe His presence is here, and He's going to
thank you, Lord,
minister to all of us.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. I got to keep posting the link, because I know there are people, hallelujah, that will, thank you, Lord, that will be thinking, hallelujah, praise the Lord, wondering how come, you know, they cannot listen to the program. But hopefully we'll keep posting the link. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that tonight, Lord, you will give us the words to speak your message, Lord, to your people, Lord. Bring your message, bring your revelation, Lord, where you will speak with us, Lord. You will minister to our life, and you will prepare us for what is coming, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give us the word, Lord Jesus. Give us the word. We need you to speak to us, Lord. We need you to minister to our Lord. You know, Lord, every heart, every mind. Thank you, Lord. You know the situation, Lord. You are in control. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, God. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. I received two mighty revelations this week, and I can understand why all this is happening. Because, hallelujah, it's one of the sermons in New York, Black Talk is in New York, and it's all kind of neighbors with one another. So the fallen ones are not happy for this. So I imagine that they will do everything they can to try to block this revelation. It's in their interest to do so. Amen. So praise you, Jesus. But we serve a mighty God, an awesome God, who is definitely in control, who will give us the victory through all this. Amen. We just need to trust him and know that he is in control, and he's going to give us the victory through it. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Before I go into the revelation of God, I want to go into the word. The title is Sincere Repenting. Sincere Repenting is the title. The Lord spoke to me to tell them, hallelujah, to repent sincerely. To do sincere repenting, he says. Amen. And from the Lord lips to me writing it down. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sincere repenting is what the Lord wants. Amen. There's a story in 2 Kings 22:18-20, where it was a word, a prophet, I believe, was sent to the king of Judah. And the prophet said, but to the king of Judah, God sends the prophet, and the message is, but to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, shall say to him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, concerning the word which thou hast heard, because thy heart has been tender, and thou shalt humble thyself before the Lord, when thou heard it, what I spoke against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation, a curse, and have rent thy clothes, and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because when we humble ourselves, God heals us. My brother and my sister, behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy father, and thou shalt be gathered unto thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king the word again. Thank you, God, for this word. My brother and my sister, thank you, Jesus. This week, hallelujah, has been so much, my brother and sister. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And if the audio, any problem with the audio, please let us know. Those that are listening, because we're not listening here, my brother and sister, I know there's so many people listening. Let us know in the chat room any problem with the audio. Praise you, Lord. So we can, hallelujah, if it's too strong, too noisy, anything that is, amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. The Lord has been so grateful and so merciful to me, as he has been with each and one of us. For sure. How can anyone complain of the grace of God and the love that he has for each and one of us, my brother and my sisters? Can anyone complain, my brother and sisters? Can anyone say God has not been merciful to me, or God has not been grateful to me? Because he has, my brother and sisters. He has been merciful. He has been grateful to each and one of us. And it's not, hallelujah, for anyone to complain or say any different, because his love, his mercy, Hallelujah. His grace. His grace is sufficient. His love is agape. And his mercy endures forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He took me this week to hell and showed me. Remember when I shared here on the Lord's Hour the week before that I was there. I heard my mom's voice. I didn't want to turn around. But then I turned around and I saw her. This time I told the Lord, I saw the Lord in prayer. Yes, Lord, I will see whatever, whosoever and whatever you want me to see, I will see. So I saw my mom. She was sharing the gospel with people in hell. There were so many people here from the U.S. They were complaining how hard and how difficult it is for them. My brother and sister, there are verses in the Bible, hallelujah, about going to hell alive. My brother and sister. And let me see if I can find one in some, because I know that there's a lot of questions from people. Amen. And so we always want to, whenever it's not, this message is not about this tonight, but whenever we share the word, we have, hallelujah, let's look it up in the Bible. It says that, thank you, Lord, in Psalm 55:15, let death cease upon them. That's when God turns them to death, like he's done with the people with COVID, by saying, let them go down alive into hell, for wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. My brothers and sisters. And there's another verse in Isaiah, I believe it is, that they have made the pact to deal with death. Okay, so this is why I believe that they go to hell alive when they take the vaccine. I saw the people there, it's terrible. They cannot order pizza anymore. They cannot take a shower. There's no electricity. My brothers and sisters, it's very difficult for them. And they're wondering, when are they going to get out? But what I heard them saying, how angry they are at the government and how they believe in the Constitution and trust it on the government. And I heard them saying that the government failed them, lied to them, is the word. The government lied to them, is the word they were saying. They were using them, that they trusted them. And how can they do this to them, they were saying. So my brother and sister clearly tells you how the enemy used their government to mislead these people through the vaccine. And now they know they've been deceived. Jesus said in Matthew 24, be ye not deceived. One of his first messages in Matthew 24 to the disciple, before he talks about the signs and wonders that will come in the last days, he says, be ye not deceived. So it's important that we are not deceived, that we don't let the enemy deceive us. And that's basically what these people that have gone to hell are life, like it says in Psalm 55:15, they've been deceived. Let death seed upon them. Let them go down a life into hell. And for wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. And that's the reason they went down alive, because there was wickedness in their dwelling, in their lives, among them, in their lives. So my brothers and sisters, they have sin, unrepented, unconfessed sin in their life, that God for years after years sends his prophet to tell them to repent, but they refuse. They mock the prophet. Okay? They mock the prophet. They write against God's prophet. And look what they are now. And I don't laugh at their calamity, because who are we to judge anyone? It is terrible, the situation. It broke my heart to see them in this situation. The Lord has to minister to me. When the Lord was taking me out, death and hell, hell was angry. And then combined tried to stop me from coming out. And the Lord easily broke through their power and got me out of there. They could not stop the Lord at all. And the Lord ministered to me. Because you know it will be too hard for me to see what I saw, to hear what I saw, but oh, glory be unto God. Because then he had something great to show me afterward. And it was this morning. I was going to Nashville, Tennessee this weekend. And I said, Lord, would you give me a revelation there? And the Lord said, yes, in prayer to me. So I was kind of excited. I knew that the revelation, he let me know it will be a golden revelation, a good one. Gold is good. in a regard that is valuable. He let me know, so I got excited for that. I was looking forward to that revelation that he said he will give me, which is the one I'm going to share tonight. I know it will encourage people in one way, those that are looking forward to the coming of Jesus, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. But it's not the will of God that anyone will perish. You need to understand that. He doesn't want anyone to perish. But in this revelation, I'm going to read Philippians 1:10. The Lord spoke to me about sincere repenting. Sincere repenting, Jesus said. Philippians 1:10 says, ye may be approved things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere without offense unto the day of Christ. There is a day of Christ approaching, coming quickly. And God wants us to be ready for it. And the only way we're going to be ready is through sincere repenting. My brother and sister, there's no other way possible that we can be ready for the coming of Jesus, for what the Lord is going to do after the 3 days of darkness. So during the 3 days of darkness, and the glorious power of God that's going to be manifested on this earth after the 3 days of darkness. There's going to be a glorious, glorious power of God manifested on this earth like many cannot even imagine. Mighty God, Almighty God, is going to manifest his power to his children as he has promised us. And we are looking forward to that. And it's closer than what anyone thinks, including me. This manifestation of the power of God is closer than what anyone thinks. We were listening to this brother whose title is his page on YouTube is Last Day.
Yeah, Last Day's Channel.
And he talks about that revelation, the revival that is about to come, where he saw the move of God on the earth like never seen before. Thank you, Lord, for that. It's coming. It is coming, and it is close. My brother and sister, in this revelation, I was taken, before I was taken to the 3 days of darkness, before the 3 days of darkness began to commence, hallelujah, I could hear the media, a mighty earthquake, according to the media, Fox News and CNN and them, NBC, CNBC, all the channel was reporting on a mighty earthquake that hit the United States. And they were talking about California. The California will be unrecognizable, my brother and sister. But that other state, they were saying, were highly benefited also, that they were without any power, without any electricity, and that the outcome of this was for sure will have great consequences on every other state, on our nation. That's what they were reporting. It's like I could hear several channels speaking about these things at the same time. And what I did not realize was I was in my glorified body after the 3 days of darkness. My brother and my sister. In this revelation, I was in my glorified body. And the Lord, in my glorified body after the 3 days of darkness, took me before the Lord. See, the Lord can do anything. He's total in control of time and season and everything. And he had me go back. He took me back for me to hear what happened that took us from where we were. So the mighty judgment of that earthquake that we have heard for so long now, how happened in this revelation, which I know is close to happen. And I can hear the media talking about it. And I believe, you know how usually they have the media helicopter over California. And they were trying to put the information, piece the information together, how much they've been destroyed. And they couldn't. They just said it was too much destruction. That California, according to them, was unrecognizable. And I'm glad the Lord did not let me see California and their destruction. But much you see the media and Ford and all that, hallelujah. I believe the earthquake had hit before the 3 days of darkness. That's how the Lord showed it to me, and that's how I understand it for you according to the revelation of the Lord. So it was like another confirmation. Him showing me that the 3 days of the earthquake in California is going to happen, as he said to me in that three signs video. Okay? It's going to happen before the 3 days of darkness. Let me, hallelujah. Brother Miguel, can someone tell Brother Miguel to click on the link to listen? He just joins in. He doesn't know. My brother, please help those that are joining in the chat room that don't know to follow the link to listen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Let me see if I can give him some time. Praise the Lord. Let's be patient with our brothers and sisters. Amen. That are logging in. Thank you, Lord. I'll try to praise you, Jesus. Give him the link so he can hear. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. You got to explain to them to follow the link. It's the only way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. So in this revelation this morning, I can hear all the media channel reporting. I had my full brain, and I had no problem listening to all the channel at the same time. Like, they can all report at the same time, and I can hear all of them at the same time without any problem. They can all be having a different conversation, and I could understand all the conversation at the same time. In your glorified body, way until you are in your glorified body, you'll be like, what? It's like you're limitless, like the one of the movie, Limitless. What's the name of that movie? Was it Limitless, what he could understand? That he took a pill and then he could... Limitless, I think it's called, no?
Limitless in life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So kind of like that in a glorified body. We can, hallelujah, hear, smell, see beyond what anyone down here can. Beyond. Like several people combined. It's incredible. Amen. Limitless. Amen. So think about it. I can hear all the television channel and even see all the television channel at the same time without any problem. Without any problem. Thank you, Lord. So it was all about the earthquake in California that had just hit America again before the 3 days of darkness. Then the Lord, hallelujah, brought me through the 3 days of darkness, set me down, and allowed me to go to the different state, different city, and even different country. I was moving in second through every different state. What was I doing? I was looking for brothers and sisters that would make it to the 3 days of darkness in my own thinking. I was thinking, Shalom, Brother Miguel, a certain brothers and sisters that I believe that were ready to make it to the 3 days of darkness. So the Lord allowed me, my glorified body this morning, to move to a different city in seconds. I began to go to major city around the United States within seconds to looking for brothers and sisters that have made it through the 3 days of darkness. And I was having a hard time finding them. I went to major cities that were empty. I went to town and city that were empty. I went to homes, family homes, looking for people, and the family home were empty. They didn't make it to the 3 days of darkness. Okay? And I'm going to explain myself here. If people are saved by grace through receiving Christ as the Lord and Savior, if they don't make it to the 3 days of darkness, He either took them home or to the valleys. He either saved them, my brother and sister. But if they're not ready to make it, and the Lord Jesus spoke to me about this, and I'm going to tell you what Jesus said to me this morning. Because the Lord came to me to speak to me about it, my brother and my sister. It was so touching and impacting to me that after I checked the United States for brothers and sisters that I was hoping would make it to the 3 days of darkness, the city were empty. The street were empty. The air where birds should have been flying, they were gone. I cannot see dogs or cats or animals. I'm looking around to see if I see what animal made it to the 3 days of darkness, and I cannot find a single cat or a single dog or a single bird. And I'm moving around real quickly in the spirit. I mean, in the physical body, my glorified body. I was moving very quickly, my brother and my sister, that I could not find my brother and sister. And thank you, Lord. Then I decided, you know what? I'm going to go to country of people that listen to me on the Lord's Hour to see if they made it. And I'm looking for the brothers and sisters. And so I finally said, you know, what happened? And the Lord brought me back. And then Jesus came. And he began to explain something to me very, very important that is in the Word of God. And I'm going to give it to you this way. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Simple, period. Okay? Now, the Lord began to explain to me, as he has said to me before, if people are not repenting sincere, he showed me a lot of people repenting. A lot of people repenting. But he says to me, they're not sincere. Okay? Very, very, very few are sincere. Then he used a couple of brothers that I know in the Lord. Okay? And I keep that to myself with them. Who the Lord said, look at your brothers who are repenting sincerely. Okay? Because the Lord says to me, they have changed their life. Look at your brother. How they seek me. I want everybody else to do the same as they are doing. As they are repenting. As they are seeking me. I want them to do the same like them. The Lord says to me. Hallelujah. Because without sincere repenting, they're not going to make it to the 3 days of darkness. They will not be allowed to make it through. And I was shocked. You know, it's in the Word of God. Yes, we know it's in the Word of God. My brothers and sisters, we know. We know it's in the Word of God. We have read it so many times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man should see the Lord. The Lord comes to the earth after the 3 days of darkness. We're supposed to see him. We're supposed to encounter him. My brother and sister, he is coming. How are we going to see him without any holiness? How? He says that if we are not committed to sincere repenting, we will not make it to the 3 days of darkness. Very, very, very clear. And he showed me. My brother and sister, he allowed me to see. He allowed me to run like a crazy, like a chicken without a head. I was going around, running around. I was inspecting. I was checking. I'm looking for this person. I'm looking for that other person. Did they not make it to the 3 days of darkness? My brother and sister. So you may wonder tonight and say, Brother Elvie, then why do you see millions and even billion people after the 3 days of darkness on the earth? Millions and billions are going to get out, are going to come out of the tomb to the earth for the revival. Because God is clear that the dead in Christ will rise again. We were reading a verse earlier. Thank you, Lord. Remember that verse, Brother Tony? We were, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can, hallelujah, find that verse. Because, hallelujah, the dead in Christ are going to be risen. They're coming back again. And it's before the rapture, the pasture, that they're coming again. After the 3 days of darkness, hallelujah, after the 3 days of darkness, There comes the raising of the dead, and then the revival comes. Praise your Lord. Here at John 6:39, and this is the Father's will who has sent me, that all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but shall raise up again in the last days. Why did the Lord need to raise him up again? Okay? Why do they need to be raised again? My brothers and sisters, thank you, Lord. I'm having trouble copying and pasting here. Why did the Lord need to raise them again? Because they were dead. They were dead. They were dead. Okay? In Christ. But sleeping in Christ is the word. But to give you an idea. Okay? They were buried. They need to be risen again. That's the first resurrection. The resurrection of the dead. Okay? But you raise again in the last days. Look when. Not during the Great Tribulation. Not after the Great Tribulation. This is the first resurrection. Before the Great Tribulation. Before the revival. The promise of God is to raise them again. And that was John. I got to make sure I give these Bible verses, because I know people have questions and nothing better to explain things through the Word of God or by the Word of God. This is no, we're not playing a guessing game here. We're standing on the Word of God. That's what that is. John 6:39. Okay? He will raise them again in the last days. My brother and sister. After the 3 days of darkness, there's going to be a resurrection of the dead. Now, when you go to 1 Thessalonians, if you got any verse, Brother Tony, go ahead and read it. Okay, I believe it's verse 15. I'm going to let you go read this one, Brother Tony.
Okay, yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You can start on 13, I think it is.
Okay, yeah. It says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so will God bring with him those also who sleep in Jesus. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who are asleep.
Notice how he keeps talking about sleep.
Yeah.
You know, because it's important that we can tell from those that are asleep, from those that are coming back again. Jesus is the first on the resurrection, the first. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, and then those that are resurrected in Christ with him, and we were raised with him. Paul says. Okay, going deeper, if we want to go deeper.
Yeah.
You know, we're resurrected with him, and we will reign with him, and we will stay with him, okay, forever. Thank you, Lord. So, first resurrection, him being the first from the dead, my brothers and sisters. First from the dead, and then first resurrection. The Bible is very specific about these events, and that's going to come right after, the 3 days of darkness. Each event will have a manifestation in its own time, own timing. My brother and my sister. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I know some churches have taught this differently, in which I know that's why a lot of people have questions. But again, I say it the way the Lord showed it to me, you know, which I know is biblical also. I know it's biblical also. But I know a lot of people, because I heard it differently from other teachings, even from my previous church. They had a different idea, but it's not the same when you hear from the Lord than when you hear from man. And a lot of people keep taking what God says and comparing it to what men say, and that is wrong. It's the other way around. What men said, you compare it to what the Lord says, and you take what the Lord says first. Because a lot of people take it the other way. Like if I'm talking about this and it doesn't make sense because their pastor tells them something different, they won't agree. They say, no, I'll listen another day. You know, you got it. And then everything we say here, take it in prayer with the Lord, we always say that too. And I know some pastors are sincere, and they also say, look, you listened to my teaching for years, take it before the Lord in prayer. But a lot of people don't do it. They assume the pastor correct. But even the pastor tells people to take it in prayer with the Lord because men make mistakes, you know. So again, when it comes from the Lord, it's totally different than anything what people say. So he showed me the earthquake of California. Then the 3 days of darkness, my brother and my sister. And the 3 days of darkness, this time, the way he showed it to me, it was different than what I seen them before. It's still the 3 days of darkness, still the same event. But this time I saw I have a filter that is called three-level filter. What is it? Three-level filter or filtration, okay? And I'm going to compare it to this just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about because some people will be like, what is he talking about? Okay? Some filter have a three-event filtration. Filter, okay? And that's how he showed me the 3 days of darkness to me. That's what it seemed to me in the spirit when he showed it to me this time, okay? The Lord's been talking about a cleansing coming upon the earth. I'll give you an example. God spoke years ago, about 10 years ago, to Brother Larry. And he told Brother Larry that in the last day, he will remove the wicked from the earth, the demon in human body, the wicked, okay? That the time will come when that would happen. And so he was talking about the 3 days of darkness. 3 days of darkness, when God told Moses and the people back in Egypt to put the blood in the post of the homes, in the entrance of the homes, the angel of death came by. When he saw it, he went straight. He didn't stop. He didn't want in. He could not. He was not allowed to. When these demons are released that are going to be going around, when they see the blood of Jesus in our life with a sincere repenting and the blood cleansing us, they're going to see the blood of Jesus in us, in our lives. And they're going to go straight. They're not going to enter our homes. They're not going to enter our lives. They're not going to try because they know there will be angels protecting us. The Lord will be protecting us, my brother and my sister. So the way he showed me the 3 days of darkness this time, it's like a three-event filtration system. 3 days from which he's going to pass humanity through. And he says that the people, Jesus says to me, that are not repenting, even if they're not repenting and not being sincere, they will not make it. If they're not repenting, they're not making. If they have any sin, they will not make it. If they're wicked and evil, they will not make it. Okay? My brother and sister. And he says that this has been God's plan since the foundation of the earth. And when he said this to me, that this was God's plan since the foundation of the earth, I looked up some verses in regard to that because that really caught my attention. Okay? Ephesians 1:4. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him and love. My brother and sister, love, which is put in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and it is in our hearts, it is in our lives. But it chosen that was before the foundation of the earth. So that testifies the plan of God. 1 Peter 1:20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in the last time for you. Look when he was ordained to do this by Father. Okay? According to Peter 1:20, before the foundation of the earth, my brother, none of the things are going to happen during the 3 days of darkness are new. Our plan in the last days, it was before the last days. It was before the earth was made. This has been the plan of God. Brother, let me give us a solid Bible verse that will testify what you're saying. And I give you Genesis 1. He separated darkness from the light. He took whatever was evil and moved it away from the light and kept the light holy, pure, separated. That's exactly what he's going to do with each and one of us. Father did that. He did that in the times of Noah. He allowed all the fallen angels to eat and kill the people. If you don't believe it, read the book of Enoch. What did the fallen angel did with the people? Have you read the book of Enoch? Have you heard it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't read it. I listened to it on YouTube.
And what did they do?
I didn't hear it all, but he did talk a lot about those, a lot about the fallen angels and a lot about the life of Enoch. Yeah.
They killed the people, and they ate their blood. They began to slaughter humanity to the point where the angel of God had to cry out to God in heaven and ask God to intervene, or there will be nothing left. And again, in the last days, these things are going to happen similar. Now, if you don't believe in the book of Enoch, I respect your belief, but now let's say Genesis, Noah and his family, everybody else was killed, and God separated Noah, light, his sons and daughters, light, from all the darkness that all the people that were around them, put them in the ark and destroy the rest. That's how God deal with darkness. And that's how he's going to deal in the 3 days of darkness. And the times of Lot, he did the same. He did the same. He ordered Lot and his two daughters and wife to get out. Told him not to look back. His wife looked back. She turned into a pillar of salt. Dead right away. My brothers and sisters, similar to those in the 3 days of darkness. They're told to be unrepentant, to be seeking God. And if they're not, just like Lot's wife, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. My brother and my sister. Hard situation are coming on the earth from God who want to save humanity. Jesus, who is praying and interceding for people to save, to come to him. As the Lord was speaking, I was listening to him. He explained to me that nothing evil, nothing was sin, will ever enter. Every time the Lord talks about these things, there's something that comes to mind to me. It's Revelation. My brother and sister. Revelation 22. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Let me go there. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Then he says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I think it's 22. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, hallelujah, is very serious. Very serious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. There shall know in Revelation 21:27. Okay? And there shall no, show in no wise enter into it. Wise. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but only they that are written in the Lamb's book of life.
So there's a condition for the New Jerusalem which is similar to what the Lord was talking about. My brother and my sister, nothing evil, nothing sinful or sinning, no one sinning currently without repenting. He gave me an example of repenting, the Lord did, as he was standing in front of me speaking to me about these things. He told me that, hallelujah, no one was sin who's not repenting, who's not doing sincere repenting, he says. He used the word sincere. Commit to sincere repenting, my brother and my sister, which to me was like, wow, sincere repenting. We talked about sincere repenting for years. But for the Lord to bring that back and explain it that way, I thought it was very strong of him, very powerful. my brother and sister, without sincere repentance, they will not make it to the 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister, again, I saw 3 days of darkness like a three-level filter, okay, frustration system, that in order to make it through that, there cannot be any sin in our lives. God has established, because in the beginning, he separated darkness from light. My brothers, he did not allow, okay, the darkness, idol. Thank you, Lord, because it cannot be there. Thank you, Lord. Let it be light, and it was light. God saw that the light was good. God divided the light from the darkness. Okay? And you hear all the time people saying God is not a God of division. God is not a God of division. Okay? You hear that? For many years you heard that God is not a God of division. Okay? But the Bible said that God divided the light from the darkness. Okay? God will remove from his people what is not his. Okay? That's division. Okay? But his division is for multiplication. Not the division of the world. Okay? The division of the world is to eliminate. The division of the God is, if we remove the wicked and the evil, then his people can be blessed and, hallelujah, and be multiplied, as he told Adam and Eve in the garden. It is to bless us that he'll remove the evil from the earth. My brother and my sister. So it's a blessing to us what God has in plan and in store for them that love him, the Bible says. So God saw that the light was good, his people, and God divided the light from the darkness, which is appointing to the rapture. He takes the light, his people off from the earth to heaven, and heaven is also light. So that he's not taking them to darkness, he's taking them to light. He's removing them from the darkness. But in the 3 days of darkness, he is bringing an end to all this sinful people, generation. And I listened to this brother who's talking about 3 days of darkness. He's saying how God will put his spirit. But the Lord spoke to me about putting his spirit upon our flesh last week. And he says to me, you people say on the earth that I pour my spirit upon the flesh on the day of Pentecost. And he said, not so. Read my word. Not so. Read my word. And I was stunned for a minute. So I went and read his word. He says, my spirit was put upon 120. And Peter stood up with the 12 and told them to repent. Okay? The Spirit of God was not poured upon sinful men. Like a lot of people want God to do it now. They're wrong. God has to remove sinful men if they are refusing to repent. And then pour his Spirit upon those that are repenting. Because he did it on the Pentecost days. He says that a lot of people are preaching and saying that God put his Spirit upon the flesh. And he said it was not so. He only put his Spirit on the 120. And then after people, Peter told them to repent, and they received the Lord and repent, and then he poured his Spirit upon them. But it was not as the BMBM preaching the last days. And you hear a lot of preachers say, oh, God put his Spirit, poured his Spirit upon no flesh in the day of Pentecost. That is wrong. He told me that was wrong. That was wrong. He only put his Spirit upon 120, he says. My brother, my sister. So, again, to me, it was mind-blowing. But it's true. He said, go to my word and read my word, he says. And when I went to the Bible, it's exactly what I saw. 120, the Holy Spirit of God came to the 120. The rest of the people did not receive the Holy Spirit until they repented. They were called to repent. And this is the thing now. A lot of people are waiting for the revival. But how is God going to put a Spirit upon them in sin? With an unrepenting heart. How do they want God to do so? God doesn't share his glory with men, my brother and sister. God wants to put his Spirit on those that are repenting, that are sincerely repenting and seeking him, not on sinful men who are refusing to repent. No. Darkness will be removed, and light will stand. Hallelujah. The meek will inherit the earth, the Bible says, not the wicked. The meek will.